Welcome to the SCC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our Grow project, we're focusing on the early church in the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters.
Wednesday the 11th of September. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Wednesday's podcast. We continue in our reflections in Acts today, hearing again the story of how the early church began. How a group of ordinary, committed people became disciples of Jesus and began a movement that changed the world. Today's reading is Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 14, and here it is. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you've seen him go into heaven." Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Here's a reflection for the day. Verse 14, our focus verse. They all joined together constantly in prayer. Today is a great Bible reading. It actually describes, it's Luke's description of the ascension, the time that Christians believe Jesus left this earth after his resurrection and rose and ascended to be with his Father in heaven, where he is now. It's always good to remember there is a man in heaven, the risen, ascended Jesus, praying for you and me right now. I've found that such an amazing comfort over the years. Well, the question is, what do we do now? That's what the disciples were thinking. Kind of a bit of an anticlimax, isn't it? But verse 14 tells us, they all joined together constantly in prayer. The original words here in the Bible actually read like this: together, they constantly devoted themselves to prayer. I love the way the Message Bible puts this verse. It says this: they agreed they were in this for good, completely together in prayer, the women included. Kind of my exclamation at the end there, the way they put in the women included. But that was such a powerful phrase in that culture at that time, how the early church, even then, women were played such a vital part. Two things to reflect on today. Firstly, it's not only good, but vital to our spiritual life to pray with others. Having your own prayer time is absolutely right. Just you and Jesus at some time during the day. If you have small children or a demanding work schedule or whatever, it may just be a few moments you manage to get some days to be with Jesus, to say thank you to him and to ask for his guidance and his wisdom and his blessing for the day. Life's busy and it may be like that some days. However, it's so vital to find those times to pray with others. So if you're married, find some time to pray with your partner. If you're in a cell group, make sure you spend plenty of time praying together in your cell group. If you're not in a cell group, well, quite simply, join one, because it's the place to be. Praying with others is so important. Secondly, devote yourselves to prayer. That's what the scripture says today. Well, it can sound a bit radical, that. Well, not really, because the word here simply means this: persist. Make your mind up what to pray for and stick to it. In this passage today, Jesus' disciples were persisting in prayer, asking the key question of God: So what next? Jesus has gone, he's ascended. What do we do now? And you know, that's why I love our prayer times at STC. Daily prayers at 9 and 3, but also nights of worship and prayer, where we as a church family persist in prayer. And it should be a great encouragement to all of us that as these first followers of Jesus persisted in prayer together, we know what happens. The Holy Spirit came upon them and the church was born. We'll hear more of that on Friday's podcast. So, let's persist in prayer. That's why this podcast is so important, to hear the scriptures, to be led in prayer. That's why the Grow Project is so important, teaching us how to pray together. Let's keep doing it, dear friends. Persist in prayer together and let's see what happens. Exciting again. Here's a prayer for the day. Lord, thank you for the gift of prayer. Thank you that the Holy Spirit helps me to pray, even when sometimes I'm not quite sure how to pray. Lord, help me in my life and help us as a church family to persist in prayer. Amen.
Darkness to light, set my feet high on this mountain, put my enemies to flight. So I will praise you as long as I live. I will praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield. When everything around me is overtaken, shaken, I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. My darkness to light, set my feet high on this mountain, for my enemies to fly. So I now will praise you as long as I live, as long as I live. I will praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield. When everything around me is overtaken, and I will know I'll never be shaken.